Welcome back, What Will Land. We are talking about Title 42. As you know, the Biden administration plans on lifting Title 42 by the end of May. For those of you who don't know it, Title 42 is a public health policy implemented in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. It essentially made illegal immigrants eligible for immediate deportation. There were different rules for kids and families, but I won't get into the weeds of it all right now. You get the idea. Lifting Title 42 would essentially just open the floodgates at our southern border. And lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are against doing this without a better policy plan in place. One of those lawmakers, Congressman Jim Banks, and he's joining us live right now. Hey, Congressman.
Hey, Kayla, good to be with you.
I'm glad you're here because I want to start just kind of out of the gate with this overall messaging here. What kind of messaging does just lifting Title 42 without any kind of better plan in place, what kind of message does that send?
Well, it's a disaster. I mean, we've already had over 2 million illegals cross the border since Joe Biden did away with the Trump policies, like the Remain in Mexico policy, stopped building the wall, and then he reinstituted catch and release, and that attracted 2 million illegals to come over the border. The only thing holding back the floodgates of millions of more illegals is this Title 42 protection. Now, we all agree that the pandemic is over, but the border itself is a public health crisis. So there's a lot of reasons to leave this policy in place until broader reforms are made, mm-hmm. or until we reinstitute the Trump policies that secure the border. Remember, when I've gone to the border, I've said this before many times on this show, when I've gone to the border and met with the Border Patrol agents, they all tell me the border was secure under Donald Trump. It's wide open under Joe Biden. And if they repeal and lift these Title 42 policies, that's going to attract even millions of more to come into our country illegally.
You know, I want to talk about that because I've been to the border as well, obviously, Congressman. And, you know, everyone always says when it comes to the border, you know, you need to be compassionate. And Republicans specifically need to show more compassion, you know, for migrants. Is there anything, Congressman, in your opinion, you've been there multiple times, is there anything really compassionate about open borders?
There's nothing compassionate. It's the opposite. I mean, mm-hmm. These policies that the Biden administration has put into place, that these Democrats support at the border, have created the biggest humanitarian crisis mm-hmm. in our country's history, and it's at our southern border. I mean, you see the young girls that are coming across the border, really bad things happening to them as they cross at the hands of the cartels. You have the drugs. This is really one of the worst parts of it, Kayla, is the drugs flowing across the border that our Border Patrol agents can't stop because they're processing migrants. And those drugs are ending up in our communities, and they're killing our family members, our neighbors, our friends. Communities are destroyed and affected in a big way because of these policies. There's nothing humane about it. Fentanyl is now the leading cause of death of Americans of working age, age 18 to 45, because of these policies at the border. So I get angry when I hear people talk about compassion.
Yep.
At the border, it's really what they've done there is anything but compassionate.
Yeah, you and me both, Congressman. I think we share similar feelings on that. Do you foresee any reconsideration at all when it comes to repealing this policy? I mean, what are you hearing about a possible reconsideration?
Well, remember, these policies are intentional. This is what the Biden administration wants to happen. They want to flood the border and flood our country with illegals for a lot of reasons. But this over the last week, something interesting has happened. You had five or six Democrats who've been outspoken about mm-hmm. they were concerned about lifting this policy because they realize this is a political disaster for Democrats. So they're starting to see the poll numbers. They're starting to understand what all of us know and feel in Northeast Indiana and throughout the country as we get closer to the midterm election. This is one of the reasons that the Democrats are going to be defeated in a historic way at the ballot box this coming November. So you had four or five Democrats this week say this is a bad idea, and supposedly the president is reconsidering the timing of lifting Title 42. We'll see where all of this goes, but I've seen very few Democrats push back and fight back against the radical and crazy and disastrous policies of the Biden administration. But as his poll numbers plummet, and we get closer to Election Day, you're starting to see more of that happen.
I want to pull a complete 180 here on you really quick and ask you about a completely different story. And it has to do with the president's new mission to create a safe space for airmen to share their feelings. And Congressman, I'm sure that you've heard this story from the Washington Free Beacon, but just in case, the U.S. Air Force is instructing its commanders to create a safe space for healthy conversations. This is a real story. This is a real thing. Well, we'll land. Congressman, is this just another attempt to push a woke agenda here?
Yeah, I talked with Laura Ingraham about this last night. And this is just a wild story to me. I mean, when you put on the uniform, you serve your country. You endanger yourself to make America safe, and that's the opposite of a safe place. Mm-hmm. You go through boot camp or basic training to go through very tough and stressful situations to prepare you to go serve your country in a combat zone. That's not a safe place. So. This is frankly embarrassing for all of my friends, the extraordinary men and women I know who have joined the Air Force to put on the uniform. Stories like this, I think, are the opposite of how they feel about their service. So I'll have a lot more to say about this in the days to come. We have the Air Force coming to appear before the Armed Services Committee next week. But this is the Biden administration, these Democrats, trying to transform our military and by making it woke. And you know, Kayla, I think all of our listeners know that wokeness is weakness. Mm-hmm. So that's the opposite of what we want to project with our military. Our military should project strength, not weakness. And stories like this are sad to me because it's pushing our military in the opposite direction of where we should go. But by the way, they didn't create a safe place for anyone who wanted to maybe speak out against the Biden vaccine mandates on our troops. In fact, they kicked thousands of troops out of the military for that. They didn't create a safe space for anyone who wanted to protest the Biden DOD pronoun policies, or even the lieutenant colonel in the Air Force who spoke out about critical race theory and social Marxism in the military, Lieutenant Colonel Lohmeyer. They kicked him out of the Air Force for it. They didn't create a safe space. So this is obviously politically driven and ideological. It doesn't do anything to make our military strong.
That's exactly where I was going to go with it, Congressman. Took the words right out of my mouth, and I can't wait to hear your further comments on this story as more and more details get released. Until then, Congressman, you have a good one. We'll check back in next week.
Have a good day.
That's Congressman Jim Banks joining us live here on Well, maybe I should ask Rags. So Rags, our sports guy, traffic guy, is also the big boss guy here. Maybe I should ask Rags for a special time and space here at Whoa. For us to talk about our feelings. You know, maybe instead of calling it Whoa News Time, we could call it Whoa Feelings Time.
Podcasts by Federated Media.